Rosa Avila de Vargas first met her husband Jesus while visiting her parents' hometown in Mexico. At the time, her family was living in California, but would return to Mexico to see relatives. She and Jesus became close during that time and eventually started dating. They wanted to get married, but they weren't sure how, because they were citizens of two different countries.
It was kind of hard at first because I was like, how is this going to work out? You're over here, I'm over there. How's this going to happen? And my mom told me something really like important that I'll never forget. She's like, if you really love someone, you know, you will find a way to get him here.
Rosa took her mom's advice and the couple married in Mexico. She petitioned for Jesus to move to the States with her. Their application was approved within 8 months, and he found a job pruning trees and doing general labor on an orchard in Orland. It seemed things were going well, so they decided to have a child together. But it soon became apparent that Jesus' job was not as reliable as they had thought. Sometimes he'd show up to work, only to be sent home, and without any pay.
When it's hot, when it's above 101, they send him home. When it's raining, they send him home, or if it starts raining. If it's too wet for them to work, they send them home too.
Farm work is also seasonal, and if there's nothing on the farm that needs to be done, the workers are laid off. Several months into Rosa's pregnancy, that's what happened to Jesus. During this time, the couple lived in an apartment complex off Nord Avenue in Chico. The layoff left them without enough money for the rent that month, so they had to get emergency monetary help for their housing. A nonprofit called California Human Development gave them a grant. They have an office in Chico, but you can only receive the aid once. It took Jesus nearly a year to get a new job, and Rosa said, thankfully, it was perfect timing. She had just given birth to their daughter.
The day after she was born, they told him he was hired, so that was kind of good because, you know, we're like, oh, you're a good luck charm because you were just brought to this world, and we were so scared to not be, you know, efficient parents to provide for you.
The new job was on another orchard in Orland, where he was hired to do similar work as before. It paid $10.50 an hour. Rosa really wanted to move out of the apartment they were in, but they couldn't afford to. She said the upstairs neighbors had loud parties, and the downstairs neighbors smoked pot, which circulated through her heater and into her apartment. She says it gave her headaches, and there were other problems, too.
The cops were there every other day, so it's, like, crazy. I mean, it's stressful for an adult to witness it. Imagine a child, you know, I don't want her to see that.
Rosa ended up finding an apartment complex that offers subsidized rent for farm workers. It's called La Vista Verde, and it's an average-looking apartment, walking distance from Bidwell Park, with a playground and a community center. In order to qualify to live there, the head of the household has to make $5,752 or more each year through farm work. Rosa said she spent a year on the waiting list before her family could move in. The complex is run through the nonprofit called Community Housing Improvement Program, or CHIP. The organization owns a number of complexes that are reserved specifically for farm workers. There's one in Hamilton City, one in Orland, and the one where Rosa lives, La Vista Verde, in Chico. The rent in these complexes is based on annual income and ranges from $266 to $689 per month. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which offers both public and nonprofit organizations grants to build housing for farm workers. Like CHIP, Butte County also receives USDA funding for this type of housing and operates a 130-unit property in Gridley. Rosa said that CHIP's complex felt far safer than their first apartment off Nord. The community is tight-knit, and neighbors keep an eye out for each other. Chico State students come once a week to play with the kids. There's a Zumba teacher that hosts classes in the community center. Overall, she liked the place, but she said it didn't come without its problems.
It's going to sound funny, but they have, like, a roach problem. Like, a lot of roaches are there. The carpet, the flooring, the cabinets are not the best.
It would have been tolerable for her alone, but she didn't want to raise her daughter, now a toddler, in that apartment.
I don't want her to put a roach in her mouth one day, like, oh, that looks good, and just put it in her mouth. I mean, it's really disgusting. And that was the hardest part.
Tina Rose was a supervisor for that property until June of this year. She says she doesn't remember there being a roach problem, and that they have pest control for all of their sites. She says it would be the tenant's responsibility to report the issue. Rosa says her apartment was sprayed, but the roaches were still a problem. Rosa stayed in La Vista Verde for 2 years. Through the staff there, she learned of CHIP's self-help program. It allows first-time homeowners who make below 80% of the median income to buy a home with no down payment. The mortgage is decided on a case-by-case basis and is based on income. CHIP has facilitated this program on properties in Butte, Tehama, Shasta, Sutter, Glynn, Lassen, Yuba, and Colusa counties. Participants have to commit 30 hours a week for at least 10 months to help build their home. Rosa and her family participated in this program and moved into their new CHIP home this November. Rosa says there's a backyard and an extra room for her parents, who are going to move in with them soon. It's a happy ending after a number of difficult years.
I never even thought it was possible. I just said, oh gosh, well, I guess we're going to rent our whole lives.
But Rosa's family is an exception to the rule. She has a degree in early childhood education and teaches preschool, so the family doesn't have to survive solely on a farmworker's wages, as many other farmworker families do. The National Agricultural Worker Survey estimates that 25% of farmworker families earn below the federal poverty line. That number also doesn't take into account any dependents living in another country. Rosa says she's heard stories from her husband about farmworkers living in dorms provided by their employers. In the dorms, she says she's heard that they sleep 10 to 1 room. The Department of Housing and Community Development is responsible for inspecting employer-run farmworker housing here in California. In 2016, the department inspected half of the region's 31 privately run facilities. They found a total of 131 violations. Inspections for the complex where Rosa lived are done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We are currently waiting on a Freedom of Information Act request for more information about any violations on their properties. For some farmworkers, quality of housing isn't their biggest concern. Rosa says that one of their family friends is currently homeless and has been living out of his car for almost a year now.
My family's moving in, so we won't have any room. So it's like we want to help, and my hands are tied. I don't know how to help him out.
To receive subsidized farmworker housing, the primary occupant has to provide proof of legal residency, or at least be in the process of obtaining it. So, for those who are undocumented, this type of housing often isn't an option. 48% of farmworkers who participated in the National Agricultural Workers Survey in 2013 said that they were undocumented. Rachel Riggs, with CHIP, says they turn a lot of families away because they aren't legal U.S. residents or citizens. Rosa says she feels her family is fortunate and wants her daughter to know this too.
That's why I tell my daughter every day in the morning, she's like, I'm cold, I don't want to get up to go to school. And I'm like, you need to think about this, mija. Like, there's a lot of people that don't have a place to live. They're living in the streets, and they are cold. They're colder than you are.
I'm Adia White for North State Public Radio.